It's been really great with Fiona Christie returning from Colombia to have her back here at St. Thomas's, and just been hearing a little bit about the work that the Lord has given her to do. So I'm going to invite her to come and share a little bit about that, how we might get involved, we might pray for her. So over to Fiona.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you, David, for the opportunity to share this morning about my new job with Edinburgh Churches for Sanctuary. And I think Edinburgh Churches for Sanctuary is quite a mouthful. It's a nice title for a ministry, but I'm going to say ECS. So you know what I'm talking about. If I say ECS, I mean Edinburgh Churches for Sanctuary. So that's the new job that I have. Edinburgh Churches for Sanctuary, or ECS, is a network of churches in Edinburgh seeking to welcome refugees to the city. That's our focus, that's our ministry. And, you know, when I was still in Colombia, David mentioned I was a missionary in Colombia for about 10 years, and I was starting to think about coming back. I thought, what might I want to do? What kind of thing, what kind of job might there be for me back in Scotland? Will there be work for me, actually, is the thought that did go through my head. And I thought, I'd like to work with refugees. But I thought to myself, all the refugee work in Scotland is in Glasgow, I thought, ignorantly, and I really want to be back in Edinburgh. So I couldn't believe it when 20 minutes into my job search, I found a job in Edinburgh connected with refugees. So I applied for it, and I got it, and that's the job I started at the beginning of January. So I'm very thankful for that. Now, before I tell you what I'm doing and what it might mean for us, David didn't ask about where people were from. So I thought, let's do that. Let's just find out where we're all from today and the journey that we've made to come here. And I don't mean this morning. I don't mean when, you know, where you got up this morning. I mean in your life. I thought it'd be interesting, just in this group of people, not obviously that diverse, but let's just see who's here from around the world, who's made it to Edinburgh and St. Thomas's today. So we'll start off with the locals. So everybody can participate, children included. Hands up if you were born in Edinburgh. Let's have the locals. There you are. Welcome. Thank you. Very good. And who was born in, thank you, hands down, in another part of Scotland, the Scots that aren't from Edinburgh. Okay, so it seems like a bit of a majority of Scots so far. Very good. How about England? Who was born in England? Okay, quite a sizable minority. How about Wales? We were looking for Welsh people before, right? Welsh people, we couldn't find Welsh people before. There are still any Welsh-born people here? Not a single one. Okay, how about Northern Ireland? Come on, there's loads of you. Yeah, there you are. The Northern Irish are here in force. What about people from the Republic? Anybody born in the Republic of Ireland? Okay, not a soul. How about Europe, the rest of Europe, the continent of Europe? Okay, there are some. And you notice I haven't put my hand up yet. How about the rest of the world? Where are we? The missionary kids, the ones that were born outside Europe. Quite a few of us, colonial commoners maybe as well. So here we are. And this is the church. Here we are. We've all made it to Edinburgh today. Now, the refugees that ECS work with, most of them have come from Syria. And of course, they've come here because they're fleeing the war in Syria. Now, you may think that all this movement that we see in the world is quite a modern phenomenon. You might think, well, you know, that's the modern world. 65 million people fleeing their countries as refugees, crossing borders in 2016. A huge, huge number of people. And maybe we think, well, that's, you know, that's just the globalized modern world. But if you go back to the Bible, you'll discover that people were on the move then as well. And actually migration and movement and fleeing, persecution and famine is actually a key part of the Bible story. And I wonder, here's a little challenge. We've got a lot of ministers here, so we should manage this. How about thinking about that for a minute, can you think of stories in the Bible about people moving, just moving from their homelands and going somewhere else for different reasons, not necessarily fleeing, but who's done that? Who can tell me some of those? Abraham. So why did Abraham move? The Lord called him. So he went obedient to the call of God. Yeah, but Abraham moved again, actually. Abraham moved to Egypt because of famine in Canaan, and he had to go and get food there. So that's two times in Abraham's life he had to move. Okay, so any more Bible stories about fleeing and... Yeah, Peter. Okay, so that's perhaps the most famous refugee of all in the Bible, Mary and Joseph fleeing Herod and having to go to Egypt for refuge as asylum seekers. That's what they were, seeking asylum in Egypt. Yeah, very good. Any more? Yes. Yes, that's right. That was a strange little snippet that we perhaps don't know that much about. Yeah, so there was movement there as well, and... Yes, so the whole people being moved into exile and then their return. So they move back, glorious return. Any more? Maybe one more suggestion. Yes.
The Exodus.
The Exodus, yes. The people of Israel leaving Egypt and returning to the Promised Land. So there's movement all through the Bible. And sometimes it really is people fleeing famine and persecution like it is today. And all the way through the Bible, God is working his purposes out through migration. So first of all, he keeps the people of Israel safe by letting them have food. They don't die out before the story of salvation's got really started. Keeps Jesus safe when Herod's after him. We didn't mention this, but he spreads the gospel by the persecution in Acts. So all the way through the Bible, God is using these people movements to fulfill his purposes. And that's still the same today. And we're hearing these stories, and I'm sure there are many more stories that we don't know yet about how God is using these great movements of people that seem incomprehensibly difficult for us. God is there and he's working his purposes out also in Edinburgh, and that's a wonderful thing. Now, another thing in the Bible is that God is always expressing his heart of concern for the foreigner and the stranger. So all the way through the Bible, there's these three groups of people that need special care. They're the orphans, or the fatherless, the widows, and the foreigner, the alien, or the sojourner in some of the old versions in your midst. And that's really why ECS got started. It was out of people's concern to express God's heart to foreigners in the city. And that's where it came from. So about 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, people started to see the news, like we all did, of people arriving from Syria, all these movements of people arriving in Europe, and they wanted to get involved. And the first thing they did was actually petition Edinburgh Council to bring some refugees to Edinburgh. They wrote the council and said, "We, the undersigned, think Edinburgh should welcome some refugees." And there was a scheme for that. It was called the Vulnerable Persons Resettlement Scheme. And it was a scheme run by the United Nations to bring people out of their out of camps and settle them. And as it happened, a few months later, David Cameron, Prime Minister then, remember him, he said that Britain would welcome 20,000 Syrian refugees in that scheme. And Britain, to give us our due, has worked to make that promise a reality. There's now about 14,000, probably a bit more, Syrians in Britain resettled under that scheme. So they're vulnerable people. They're not just anybody. They're people that have been identified as suffering particularly. And they are similar to the biblical idea. They're single parents, women with their children, they're people that have suffered torture and violence, and they're people that are suffering from some sort of disability. So these people have been identified in the camps round Syria, not people that have crossed into Europe, but people in camps. Really, it was trying to discourage these movements over the sea, and they've been brought to Britain. And every council was asked, "Can you take some?" And I'm so proud that Scotland really stepped up. Every single council in Scotland has taken some refugee families. All 32 councils have some Syrians in their midst, and proportionately more than other areas of the UK. So they're here. And Edinburgh has accepted perhaps about 350 Syrians who come. Every so often there are some new families arriving. So ECS is about the church stepping up and welcoming these people. So what might that look like? Well, it might be that a Syrian mother can come along to a mother and toddler group. It might be an English class that a church might run. It might be getting involved in some of the bigger events that are run by all the different organizations, of which there are many, trying to help the refugees. making some contacts and building a friendship. And I've been, part of my job has been to find out what's been going on. I've been absolutely blown away by how lovely the welcome has been, really. The welcome to Syrians in Edinburgh and in other parts of Scotland and Britain has been really warm. People have understood that they needed to flee. They've welcomed them. They're here legally. They have the right to work. They have the right to study. And they've been welcomed into our communities. And Christians have made wonderful relationships, really deep, lasting friendships with refugees. And that's really our hope and our heart, is that every refugee family would have a Christian friend. That would be one of our real hopes for our work. So, what might that mean for us at St. Thomas's? This is the key part. It's all very well to know that this is the job I do, but what might it mean for us here in St. Thomas? And we're thinking about what the church is. We're thinking a little bit about our diversity and how we have space for more diversity. We've been thinking about our spiritual sacrifice, our spiritual ministry. What might that involve? So, some of you know about the PVG scheme. You know, PVG, Protecting Vulnerable Groups. Some of us have to sign up to be registered with PVG. It's only the letters I'm interested in. If you've never heard of it, don't worry about it, because I'm going to tell you about PVF, okay? PVF, not PVG, PVF, okay? So the P, always in missionary talks or mission talks or church talks, is what? P for prayer. Yes, thank you. Somebody got it, I think. Okay, it would be wonderful if us as a congregation, St. Thomas's, and our home groups and individually, we could pray for ECS, for me, but particularly for the refugees. There's the Syrians here on the scheme, and there are a few people who are in Edinburgh who are not in the scheme. They're from other countries, usually in Africa, and they are seeking refuge in Scotland. They don't have settled status. They're not under the same conditions as the Syrians. They're very vulnerable, in fact. So there are a few of them as well. So pray for them. Pray for them to have Christian friends. Pray for them to find healing and salvation in Edinburgh. Pray for them to integrate successfully into their communities. Pray for their futures. It's very uncertain. They've got 5 years permission to be in Britain, but nobody knows what's going to happen after that. So pray for them. Just pray for the Syrians. If they're in the news, if the situation in the Middle East is in the news, just pray. Pray yourselves, pray in your groups, pray as a church. It'd be wonderful if we could do that as a church family. Right, so that's P. What was the next letter? V. V. And the V in my little mnemonic is volunteer. Volunteer. Pray and volunteer. Now, this is something that only God can make happen, as I've discovered. Because I can tell you, I can stand here as I'm about to do and tell you of wonderful, wonderful opportunities to volunteer. I could get you started volunteering with Syrians very soon or with other families. I can tell you loads of wonderful things, but really it has to be God speaking in your heart, in the hidden part of your heart, to tell you, yes, this is something you need to pursue. And I can't do anything about that. That is God's work. So all I can do is tell you that there are lots of organizations desperate for volunteers. There's an organization called React that runs a playgroup. There's a wonderful organization called The Welcoming that has English classes. There's the opportunity that I would help set up with some folk from Central to tutor, to help refugee children with their homework. So just imagine you're in Scotland, you don't speak any English, and your children are going to school, and they need help with their homework. Could you give an hour a week to sit with a child and just help them get through their homework? I have one very specific need that I thought I could fill in an instant, and I've not managed it, so I'm going to mention it here. One Wednesday a month to support a refugee or probably an asylum seeker, a very vulnerable lady, when she attends a food bank. She just needs some help to get her I was going to say shopping, but you know what I mean, her produce home. Just one Wednesday a week. So there are loads of wonderful opportunities. You could just come with me to visit some people if you'd like that, and just see how you got started. This would all be very supported. Nobody's just asking you to set off and start befriending without any backup, but that would be there for me and the other organizations. But if you're interested in that, come and speak to me. If you want a chat, you know, if you say, well, I'm not quite sure, can we talk about it? That's my job, is to meet people and talk about the opportunities. A great job, eh? Lots of coffee. So please speak to me afterwards if you're interested. So P was for? The V is for? And what's the last letter? F. Very good, it worked. Now the F, unfortunately, it's kind of in the wrong order because this is the least important thing. But if you're on Facebook, you can follow us on Facebook. That's the F. Okay, so Edinburgh Churches for Sanctuary has a page. I try to update it all the time. If we need things for a family, like a buggy or some kitchen stuff, we put it on there and people come and can offer things that way as well. So if you follow us on Facebook, those of you that have Facebook, if you're on Facebook, you can follow us on Facebook. So P for prayer, V for volunteer, and F for follow us on Facebook. So thank you very much. That's my job. I'm just going to sneak in here the fact that this is a very uncertain job for me. Not because I don't love it, but because my contract ends in April. It's a very short-term contract. It has to do with finance. And I would love to do it for longer. And I need a little bit more work because it's only part-time. So I can sneak that in as a little prayer request for myself. That would be great. But even if I just get the 3 months of the first contract, it's given me a wonderful, wonderful insight into what's going on with refugees in Edinburgh and all sorts of great contacts. And a wonderful chance I get to visit all sorts of interesting churches as well. But it's great to be able to tell my own church what I'm doing, to get you enthused, open your eyes to the reality in this city. Just because we don't see them in Christopher, perhaps they're here, they're getting started, they're settling into their life in Scotland, and we can make that easier for them. Okay, so thank you very much. Thank you for listening.
Just before you go, Fiona, fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I'd love us, it'd be great if we prayed with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And for you. I thought F might be finance, actually. So you did really well to make it follow. But I think we've heard what is needed. Let's maybe stand to pray, and we'll just stand with Fiona. We're coming towards the end of our time together. And it's amazing to think all these people that the Lord has brought to our city. You know, this is an opportunity that the Lord has given to us to minister to the world. Need people in need who have come to our land, and we can serve them and be alongside them. So let's pray for Fiona. Lord, we thank you that you've given Fiona this opportunity to work alongside folk that you have brought on a journey to our nation. We know that the politics of all of that is really complicated. We don't want to get involved in that in one sense. We just want to recognize people who are in need, and we want to love them and serve them. So there will be some here who have heard your call to go out from here and to get alongside Fiona and to meet with people and to help. May we find ways as a church to support the refugee community in this city. I mean, may we find ways to support Fiona in this call. Lord, we pray that this contract would go beyond April, that you would provide the resources necessary to make that happen. We thank you for the great gifts you've given her in development, and we pray that you would use her to your praise and your glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you.